Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Monday, April 29th. On today's show, a 2,500-stall parking ramp, apartments, and commercial space highlight Transit Village and Link plans. Plus, we have an exclusive on a historic Heights site that will become a hip mixed-use project. Investing in vacant commercial property and the multifamily market showing signs of recovering. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with news from Rochester, Minnesota, where the city is moving forward with plans for a major rapid transit project called Link, which will connect key destinations like Mayo Clinic and St. Mary's Hospital. The western end of the route will feature a transit village with housing, commercial space, and a large parking ramp. For more details, we turn to our correspondent at the scene. What can you tell us about the latest developments?
The Rochester City Council is set to receive an update Monday on the $143.4 million Link Rapid Transit project. A key component is the proposed transit village that will be built on what is currently a Mayo Clinic parking lot along 2nd Street Southwest. Plans call for Mayo to construct a 2,500-stall parking ramp for employees on part of the lot. This will free up space for mixed-income apartments, commercial areas, a transit hub, and a public plaza.
It sounds like an ambitious project that will transform that part of the city. What's the timeline for the Link Rapid Transit System, and when might the public start to see things take shape?
The design of the Link system is progressing and is expected to be 90% complete by early June, with final design anticipated by the end of August. Federal funding of $84 million still needs final approval, which is expected by year end. The remaining $59.4 million is coming from dedicated transit funds, with no local tax dollars being used. Once operational, Link buses will run every 5 to 10 minutes from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the 2.8-mile route, with stops including St. Mary's Hospital and the Rochester Public Library. A 20-year agreement with Mayo Clinic will cover ongoing operation costs.
What has been the reaction from the community and elected officials to these transit plans? Is everyone on board with the vision?
There seems to be broad support for the Link Rapid Transit project itself. However, some concerns have been raised about equity and access. City Council member Molly Dennis has suggested the system will mainly benefit those within walking distance of the route. She would like to see free parking offered at the transit hubs to expand access. However, city officials say providing free public parking in new ramps is cost prohibitive at $40,000 to $60,000 per stall. They contend the Link system will benefit the community as a whole in other ways beyond those who will ride it directly.
Clearly, there are still some details to iron out as this massive infrastructure project in Rochester moves ahead. We'll be watching closely as it continues to take shape. Meanwhile, in Houston, a historic warehouse complex in the Heights neighborhood is set to be transformed into a major mixed-use development. The project, called the Swift Building, will revitalize the former Swift & Co. refinery complex along the popular Heights hike and bike trail. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about the plans for this 4.47-acre site?
The Swift Building project aims to convert the old warehouse buildings into over 60,000 square feet of retail, office, and restaurant space. Notably, the developers Rodham Capital and Triten Real Estate plan to preserve and showcase the historic character of the structures while modernizing them for new uses. Up to 6 restaurants are envisioned, each with outdoor patios overlooking the adjacent hike and bike trail. The project will also enhance the green space and landscaping between the buildings and the trail to create an inviting pedestrian experience.
This development team has undertaken similar projects in the area before, correct? How does the Swift Building fit into the bigger picture of revitalization happening in this part of the Heights?
That's right. Rodham Capital and Triten Real Estate are the same team behind the popular MKT mixed-use development right next door to the Swift site. They completed that project during the pandemic to great success. The Swift Building is seen as a natural extension of the vision behind MKT, along with the nearby Heights Mercantile development, these projects are transforming a corridor of aging industrial sites along the hike and bike trail into vibrant community hubs and destinations. It's part of a broader trend of adaptive reuse that is preserving neighborhood history and character while enabling economic revitalization.
When will area residents and visitors get to experience the new Swift building? What is the timeline for the project?
The development team plans to start construction on the Swift building conversion before the end of this year, in 2024. The construction process is expected to take about a year, with completion and grand opening slated for sometime in 2025. The restaurants will likely build out and open their spaces incrementally after that, throughout 2026. So while it will be a couple years before the full vision is realized, the process will be underway very soon to bring this unique historic complex back to life in a very modern, community-oriented way.
Thanks, Abby. It will definitely be exciting to see how the Heights Hike and Bike Trail area evolves. And speaking of property, investing in vacant commercial real estate can be a unique opportunity, but it's important to do your research first. Vacant commercial properties are often empty for very specific reasons that potential investors need to understand. Here to discuss this further is our Simply CRE correspondent. So tell us, what are some of the key factors that cause commercial properties to remain vacant?
Well, David, there are a number of reasons why a commercial property might be sitting empty. Zoning restrictions are a big one. The allowed uses for that land may be very limited based on how it is zoned. There can also be challenging natural conditions on the site that would require complex and costly modifications before anything could be built there. In some cases, the vacant land may simply be in an area where development hasn't reached yet, so investors are playing a waiting game.
So it sounds like investors looking at vacant commercial real estate need to be in it for the long haul in most cases. They shouldn't expect a quick turnaround on their investment.
Exactly. Investors buying vacant commercial property that isn't close to active development are typically looking to capitalize on a longer-term increase in value, potentially even for the benefit of their heirs down the road. Builders sometimes use this strategy too, buying low, holding the land, and then developing it in the future when the time is right.
What about location? I imagine that's a critical factor to evaluate with vacant commercial real estate.
Location is huge. Vacant commercial land along a major thoroughfare like US 101 will likely see its value rise faster as development fills in along that corridor. More remote parcels will appreciate more slowly, if at all. Investors really need to look closely at the trajectory of development in the area, current zoning, and other facts on the ground. Definitely consult the local planning department for accurate information.
Are there any other pitfalls to watch out for when considering vacant commercial real estate?
Absolutely. If there are any old structures on the property, you need to factor in demolition costs. There could be environmental issues like buried fuel tanks that need to be dealt with. Access to utilities is another big one. And never assume the current zoning is set in stone. It can change over time as the region's needs evolve. Even something like agricultural zoning can have subcategories allowing very different land uses. The key is to verify everything independently. Tax records, zoning, allowed uses. Don't take anything for granted just because a property has always been used a certain way.
Great insights. Any final advice for potential investors in vacant commercial real estate?
Do your homework and be clear on your own goals. Are you able to tie money up for a long time to let a property appreciate, or do you need a faster return? The answer will guide what type of vacant commercial real estate, if any, is right for you. It's a buyer's market if you have the facts and a realistic view of the potential. But if you need to sell a vacant parcel that isn't garnering much interest, you may be better off selling low and reinvesting that money elsewhere. Either way, consulting an experienced local commercial realtor is always a smart move.
Thanks to our Simply CRE correspondent for walking us through the key considerations around vacant commercial real estate. Shifting gears to the multifamily sector, the real estate market there is showing signs of recovery after a turbulent 2023 due to rising interest rates. According to a recent report from Michelle Commercial Real Estate, transactions on multifamily assets have increased by 37.5% since the first quarter of last year. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. So what's behind this uptick in activity despite the higher interest rates?
Well, David, it seems that investors are gaining confidence now that interest rates have plateaued, even though they haven't actually declined. The stability is providing more certainty compared to the constant increases throughout 2023. However, those higher rates have caused sale prices to drop for Class A and Class C properties to around $224,000 and $106,000 per unit, respectively. Class B saw an increase to nearly $210,000 per unit, but this was skewed by a few outlier properties that straddled the line between Class A and B.
And what about rental rates? How are those looking across different unit types?
According to the report, average rents are sitting at about $1,100 for a studio, $1,300 for a one-bedroom, $1,700 for a two-bedroom, and just over $2,100 for a three-bedroom unit. Despite the challenges, experts say the Twin Cities market remains quite strong fundamentally, with high demand and limited new supply in recent years. In fact, a third of the new units built in 2023 were concentrated in the fast-growing southwest suburbs.
But it sounds like that pace of new construction is expected to slow. What's putting the brakes on development?
The high cost of building is the main factor. There are currently just under 10,000 units under construction, which is only about half the number of deliveries seen last year. Developers see it as too expensive and risky to build new properties until interest rates come down. On top of that, operating costs for multifamily properties are soaring, with things like staffing, insurance, and security putting a squeeze on landlords, especially in higher crime areas of the urban core.
It's certainly a mixed bag for the multifamily sector as it emerges from the interest rate roller coaster of 2023. Thanks for that update from the world of commercial real estate. We'll be keeping an eye on how these trends play out in the months ahead. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.